Now this Surah Nuh. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna arsalna Nuhan ila qawmihi. Surely, we sent Nuh to his people. An anzir qawmaka. That warn your people, warn your nation. Min qabli an yatihum azabun aleem. Before there comes to them a painful chastisement. Qala ya qawm. He said, O my people, inni lakum nazirun mubeen. I am for you a plain warner. An ibadullah, that you should worship and obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa taqoo and fear him. Wa atiyoon and obey me. This has been a necessary part of the call of the messengers of Allah. You have to obey me. Not the prophets. Prophets never demanded. But the messenger of Allah, he demands. You have to obey me. Worship Allah, obey me. This is the second necessary constituent of the demand of the messenger of Allah. Ani abudullah wa taqoo wa atiyoon. Yaghfir lakum min zunubikum. He will forgive you some of your sins. Why not all the sins? Min zunubikum, some of your sins. Why? Because Allah is not going to forgive the sins regarding the rights of people. Divine rights, Allah's rights over you, he can forego, he can forgive. But if you have done something wrong to some fellow human being, well, you will have to pay. You will have to pay him back. Either you get forgiveness from him. Allah will not be forgiving those people who are doing wrong to the human beings. وَيُؤَخِّرْكُمْ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّىٰ. And he will defer you to an appointed term. إِنَّ أَجَلَ اللَّهِ إِذَا جَاءَ لَا يُؤَخَّرْ. When that appointed term of Allah will come, then it will not be deferred. لَوْ كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Only if you had known. قَالَ. Now he has not mentioned how long he continued this dawa. How long? But in the end now, he is praying to Allah. قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي دَعَوْتُ قَوْمِ لَيْلًا وَنَهَارًا. Oh my Lord, I kept calling my nation day and night. فَلَمْ يَزِدْهُمْ دُعَاءِ إِلَّا فِرَارًا. But my calling increases them in nothing but running away. وَإِنِّي كُلَّمَا دَعَوْتُهُمْ. And whenever I call to them, لِتَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ, so that you should forgive them. جَعَلُوا أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي آذَانِهِمْ. They put their fingers in their ears. وَأَسْتَغُوا وَاسْتَغْشَوْا ثِيَابَهُمْ. And they wrapped their garments round them. وَأَسْتَغُوا وَاسْتَغْبَرُوا اسْتِكْبَارًا. And they insisted and showed vehement abhorrence. ثُمَّ إِنِّي دَعَوْتُهُمْ جِهَارًا. Then sometimes I called to them aloud in a public meeting. ثُمَّ إِنِّي أَعْلَنْتُ لَهُمْ. Then I spoke to them publicly. وَأَسْرَرْتُ لَهُمْ إِسْرَارًا. And also, on occasion, I called them individually, secretly, privately. That is, I have taken all the measures which could be adopted. I adopted. I have left no stone unturned. I have done whatever could be done for them. فَقُلْتُ. I said to them, اِسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ. Ask the forgiveness of your Lord. إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. Verily, he is very forgiving. If you ask forgiveness from him, he will forgive you. يُسْلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. He will send down upon you the rain, ample rain. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ. And he will help you with riches and sons. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. And give you gardens and rivers. مَعَلَكُمْ لَا تَرْجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارًا. What is the matter with you that you don't hope for majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَقَدْ خَلَقَكُمْ أَتْوَارًا. And definitely he created you in different stages. From the sperm dot, and then the alaqa and mudra, and so on and so forth. Different stages. أَتْوَارًا. أَلَمْ تَرَى كَيْفَ خَلَقَ اللَّهُ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ طِبَاقًا. And in addition to your own creations, that you know how you were created and which stages you have passed during your creation. In addition, look to the universe around you. أَلَمْ تَرَوْا كَيْفَ خَلَقَ اللَّهُ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ طِبَاقًا. Don't you see how has Allah created seven heavens one above the other? وَجَعَلَ الْقَمَرَ فِيهِنَّ نُورًا. And He has placed this moon in these heavens as a light, as a lamp. وَجَعَلَ الشَّمْسَ سِرَاجًا. And He has made the sun in which there is the actual process of combustion going on. It's like it's a glow. وَاللَّهُ أَنْبَتَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ نَبَاتًا. And Allah has caused you to grow from the earth as a vegetation. Then He shall return to you. وَاللَّهُ أَنْبَتَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ نَبَاتًا ثُمَّ يُعِيدُكُمْ فِيهَا. He has taken you out from this earth, from this, you know, clay of the earth, creating you. ثُمَّ يُعِيدُكُمْ فِيهَا. Then He will take you again into it. When you die, you will be buried. وَيُخْرِجُكُمْ إِخْرَاجًا. And then a time will come when He will take you out from there again. وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ بِسَاطًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made for you the earth as a carpet spread over. لِتَسْلُكُوا مِنْهَا سُبُلًا فِجَاجًا. That you may traverse thereof the spacious roads. There are highways. Go on. قَالَ نُوحٌ. Nuh said, رَبِّ إِنَّهُمْ عَصَوْنِي. Oh my Lord, they have disobeyed me. وَاتَّبَعُوا. And they are following those. مَنْ لَمْ يَسِدْهُ مَالُهُ وَوَلَدُهُ إِلَّا خَسَارًا. They are following their chief, whom their riches and children have not increased except in loss. You have given them children. You have given them riches. And they are proud and arrogant. They are away from you. And they don't let their people listen to what I am saying. But the people, they are following them. قال نوح رب إنهم عصوني واتبعوا من لم يزده ماله وولده إلا خسارا ومكروا مكرا كبارا. And definitely they have plotted a very big plot. What was the plot? The gods, the false gods of the people of Nuh were the saints of the ancient times. Five names are given here. That makr, very big makr, what was? قالوا لا تذرن آلهتكم. Never give up your gods. ولا تذرن ودا. Never give up worshipping ود. ولا سواع. Nor سواع. ولا يغوث. Nor يغوث. ويغوك ونسر. And not يغوك and نسر. These were five saints, just as we have Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayh. So we worship only the graves, not the images. The ignorant among Muslims, they go and worship the graves. But what had happened at that time, they had made images out of, you know, stone or clay, that this is Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani. And this is, for example, Mohinuddin Chishti. And this is, for example, Sheikh Ali Hajwari, and so on and so forth. And they were worshipping them. Just as today, the graves are being worshipped. But now because the common people, the masses, they become very sensitive about these saints. And if anybody says, well, don't do this, what are you doing? If you have to pray, pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are not gods. They were all servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were very sincere bondsmen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You follow them. Don't worship them. But you know these leaders said, oh, never leave these. These saints, you know, they are pride for us. And we have to worship them. وَمَكَرُوا مَكْرًا كُمْبَارًا وَقَالُوا لَا تَذَرُنَّ آلِهَتَكُمْ وَلَا تَذَرُنَّ وَدًّا وَلَا سُوَاعًا وَلَا يَغُوثَ وَيَعُوقَ وَنَسْرًا وَقَدْ أَضَلُّوا كَثِيرًا. They have led many people astray. وَلَا تَذِرِ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا وَرَالًا. So, oh Allah, now, don't add or increase anything for these evildoers, except error. This is the last stage when the Messenger of Allah used to pray, oh Allah, now, don't let them have iman now. Now if they take iman, accept iman, they'll be forgiven. All what they have done to us, Just as Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, we read it in Surah Yunus. He prayed, Rabbana tmis ala ajmalihim wa shud ala qulubihim fala yu'minu hatta yarawul azab al-aleem. Oh Allah, now, don't let them accept this faith before the time that they see the painful chastisement. When, you know, the gates and doors of Tawbah and repentance are closed. Only then, you know, Fir'aun said, okay, I believe in the Lord of Bani Israel. So, وَلَا تَذِبِ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا ظَلَالَ مِمَّا خَطِيَاتِهِمْ اِغْمَيْقُونَ. Due to their errors, they were drowned, all of them. فَأُدْخِلُوا نَارًا. And then it was said to them, enter fire. فَلَمْ يَجِدُوا لَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْصَارًا. And then they didn't find for them any helpers beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالَ نُوحٌ. You are seeing, you know, this prayer of Nuh alayhi salam. It's increasing in severity. Increasing. وَقَالَ نُوحٌ رَبِّ لَا تَذَرَ رَبِّ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ دَيَّارًا. And Nuh said, my Lord, don't leave any single dweller from among these disbelievers on this earth. They should all be perished. إِنَّكَ إِنْ تَذَرْهُمْ. Verily, if you leave some of them, you will do ibadat. They will continue afterwards also. They will lead your people, your servants astray. وَلَا يَلِدُوا إِلَّا فَاجِرًا كَفَّارًا. And they have so been perverted thoroughly that among their next generation also, I don't hope that a single person who will believe in you can be born. They will give birth to only the wicked and ungrateful. رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي. Now in the end, oh my Lord, forgive me. وَلِوَالِدَيَّ. And my parents. وَلِمَنْ دَخَلَ بَيْتِيَ مُؤْمِنًا. And whosoever enters my house believing in me, he is from me, he is a Muslim. وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. And for all the believer men and all the believing women, this is forever, till the day of judgment. Till that time, whosoever in this world comes and believes in you and the messengers and the hereafter, you forgive them. وَلَا تَزِدِ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا تَبَارًا. Again, and don't increase for these evildoers anything except perdition and ruin and devastation. So this is the dua, or we call it baddua. It's the baddua, the biggest baddua. And there might have been something of this sort from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also. And that is why Surah Al-Ma'arij starts, سَأَلَ سَائِلٌ بِعَذَابِ الْوَاقِعِ لِلْكَافِرِينَ لَيْسَ لَهُ دَافِعٌ. And I have accepted the point of view of Shah Abdul Qadir of Mudhir al-Qur'an. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات وصلت الحكيم.